Eagle 98.1, The Rock Station. So some huge news came out today with regards to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I was pleasantly surprised yesterday when they made the announcement that there was going to be a lineup announcement today. So I had to get the one and only on the line to tell us all about it today. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in now Quint Davis. He is the Jazz Fest producer and director. I love when we talk because it means that a concert is coming. Quint, thanks for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. We're so excited. I mean, we're back. The festival is back. And it's going to be April 29 to May 8. We're going a full 7 days. And, I mean, that's going to come. You know how these months are going by. I mean, it's February, March, and April, and this festival will be here.
I want you to do the honors. Tell us what this incredible lineup is that we're looking at for Jazz Fest this year.
Well, I mean, when we come back in a situation like this, we want everybody coming to this festival. We want to have something for every... I mean, we've got from The Who to Luke Combs, right? From Lionel Richie to Willie Nelson. From the Foo Fighters to Jimmy Buffett. Stevie Nicks. You want some classic rock? Stevie Nicks. And then Norah Jones, Lauren Daigle. I mean... We're coming back full force, as big a festival as we've ever had. We're going to bring this thing back to life. Well, the people are going to bring it back to life, right? Your Louisiana listeners, people in Baton Rouge, the people from Louisiana are going to come into that fairground and rebirth this thing.
I saw Boss Gags and Kool in the Gang on there, too. Those are a couple more that'll perk my audience's ears up.
We're going to celebrate. Celebrate good times, right?
Absolutely. And The Who, The Who is a huge get. That's what, when I got the email this afternoon, The Who, I saw The Who and I thought, wow, Quint is at it again.
Well, you know, it's because these people wanted to do it. When I talked directly to the manager of The Who, he said, you tell us when this festival is. We're going to mark that date, and then we're going to go build the rest of our tour around that date. So, Stevie Nicks the same way. Stevie Nicks' manager said, look, you just tell us when, because I was trying to say, well, I think it's going to be here. She said, you tell us when this festival is going to be, and Stevie's going to be there.
When I made the announcement that there was going to be an announcement today, yesterday, the first message I got from a listener is, please say they're bringing the Black Crowes back to the lineup. So that's another one that is just going to be phenomenal.
And you see that. Now, I'll give you a little scoop that I'm probably not supposed to give.
That's fine.
Because the show is Boz Scaggs and the Black Crowes.
Oh.
Back to back. Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
The only act that's played both festivals is Jimmy Buffett, because he closed out the 2019, the last festival we've had, and he's going to close out this festival, the first festival back. And then everybody else is different from the last festival.
So I guess, Quint, to address the elephant in the room, the cancellation of Jazz Fest, I mean, how historic was that and difficult for your office, the call to make?
Well, I mean, the last festival we had, Michelle, was the 50th anniversary. So we had had 50 festivals in a row without stop, you know. So when we had to cancel a festival, that was just like the air going out of the world, because that had never happened before. And now it's happened, you know, twice. So to come back now and blow this festival back up for everybody, it's just, you know, we're thrilled. But like I say, it's coming fast. February, March, April. The way these months have been going by for the last year or two, man, it'll be here before we know it.
Yeah, and people are going to be elated. Now, Quint, I was in New Orleans last night for Elton John, and I got to see firsthand. And Elton John, I did not know this, but he opened up last night and said this was the first concert he's performed since March 6th of 2020. And he blew it up, and the audience was crazy. We are ready for our music to be back.
Absolutely. We're ready for the festival to be. We're approaching this like a pilgrimage. You know, like people are going to come back to this thing and just bring it back to life like a pilgrimage. And everybody, they know the festival. They know where they go. They know what they like to do. They know what they like to eat. They know who they like to go with. And all of that's going to come back to life.
Chatting with Jazz Fest producer and director Quint Davis. You know, Quint, another thing, you know, we're talking about these incredible bands and we're talking about how many people are excited and going to be back. But another thing I don't think a lot of folks stop to think about and consider when Jazz Fest wasn't able to happen, how many people, vendors, rely on Jazz Fest for basically in some cases, their revenue year round depends on having Jazz Fest. So I know that that's going to be huge as well.
No, that's exactly right. The food vendors and all the restaurants rely on that. The artisans rely on it to make their year. So it's important. And not just within the Jazz Fest, because the Jazz Fest is an engine that's driving the state and driving New Orleans. So when you come out of Jazz Fest, you're going to those restaurants in New Orleans. You're going to the music clubs. So it's bringing, you're taking taxi cabs. I mean, it's bringing everything back to life.
Yeah, no doubt a huge economic driver for really the greater New Orleans area. I mean, folks all over Southeast Louisiana, then they travel to see our little towns while they're here. So it's huge news for our state.
Yeah, and I think your town is definitely coming on down.
Without question. Well, Quint, as we mentioned off the air when we first started talking, when you and I talk, that means that a festival is coming. So I hope that this passion that you and I have is infectious and going out over the air, because I just can't wait.
This festival is on and it's coming big as life, and everybody get ready. Like I say, go to nojazzfest.com. You can get your weekend tickets now, and then in a few weeks you can get your single day tickets. And where all the information is, tickets and the lineup and everything, is nojazzfest.com.
Well, perfect. So nojazzfest.com for all the details. And I guess, Quint, I will see you at Jazz Fest.
We'll see you with some crawfish Monica in one hand and Miller in the other hand, and Stevie Nicks on the stage.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Michelle.